Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching was recorded at our 2011 Washington, D.C. Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
I'm going to minister something that actually is just a continuation of what I was talking about last night. How many of you, this is your very first service that you've made during these meetings? Could I see your hand? Praise God. Well, welcome. Glad to have you here. We do have CDs and DVDs of the three previous services. They're already duplicated. This morning's will be duplicated within 5 minutes after the service, and you can get those out there. I hadn't got time to go back over it, but I've been talking about the grace of God and how that you cannot relate to God based on your performance, which is the mistake that the vast majority of the body of Christ is doing. And most people, their faith, it's not that they don't have faith in God, it's that they don't have faith in themselves. And you aren't supposed to have faith in yourself, but we've been taught that we've got to be worthy. And all Satan's got to do is show you something that you've done wrong, and your faith just fails because, I'm not worthy. I know why God's going to do it. When you extract yourself from this and understand that God is not moving in your life because you deserve it, it's because of what Jesus did for you, then Satan can't condemn you. He can't condemn God. He hadn't got a thing to accuse God of. He's the accuser of the brethren, not the accuser of God. And this is the reason people's faith is missing. It's because they haven't heard the true gospel, that it's really about the grace of God. Last night, I was really emphasizing that grace is what God has done for you independent of you prior to you ever having a need. God, by grace, has already done everything. He's through moving. God isn't doing things today. He did everything He was ever going to do through Jesus 2,000 years ago. And all faith is our reaching out and receiving what God has already provided. This is really easy to see in salvation, that when you come to the Lord and receive salvation, Jesus doesn't die for you. He already did it. It's already been done. And all you're doing is reaching out and taking it. You know, let me give you one example before I get into this scripture. When I was 8 years old, I was in a Baptist church. And we had a vacation Bible school. Normally, my family sat right on the front row, right over here. We were like skunks. We had our own pew. Amen. It was just, that was our place. And we always sat on the very front row. But in this vacation Bible school, there were 600 kids in it. And they marched us into the auditorium and sat us down based on the group that we were in. And my group was on the very last row. It was 600 people in this auditorium. And a man was trying to illustrate what salvation was like. And so he took out a dollar bill, and he held this dollar bill up like this. And he says, "I'll give this dollar bill to the first kid that comes up here and takes it." And I mean, instantly, there was 20, 30 kids all around him just jumping, "I want it, I want it." And I thought, of all the times to be on the back row, what a rotten deal. But he just ignored them. And he kept his hand up in the air and he said, "I'll give this dollar bill to the first kid that comes up here and takes it." And everybody was wondering, well, what's going on? Everybody's up there. Everybody wants it. But he didn't give it to a single one. He just kept his hand in the air. "I'll give this dollar bill to the first kid that comes up here and takes it." And it hit my lightning fast mind what this guy was saying. And I got out, I ran down the aisle, I pushed my way through all of those kids. I grabbed his arm like this and just climbed his side, and I grabbed that dollar bill. Amen. And that guy said, "This is the first kid that came up here and took it." He said, "All of you wanted it, but only one person took it." And he said, "That's the way salvation is. God's already provided it. You don't have to come and just ask and beg, 'Would you give it to me?' It's a gift, but you have to reach out and take it. God has already done everything by grace, but you just reach out and take it." And see, it's the same way with healing. It's the same way with prosperity. God has already blessed you with all spiritual blessings. He has commanded a blessing on you, but it takes faith on your part to receive what God has provided by grace. This is why he tells you to give. God doesn't need your money. I don't need your money. Again, God could get it to me some other way. The reason God tells you to give is because you have to trust him. You have to have faith in God and say, Father, I believe. I believe that it is your will for me to prosper and that you're supplying my needs. And it's not enough to just say it. You got to demonstrate it, act on it. How do you do it? You take a portion of what you have. And here's your goal over here of having a bigger house, car, whatever it is, getting your bills paid. Here's your goal, and you're headed towards it. And when you take a portion of what you have and give it away, you're moving away from this goal instead of towards it. To the natural mind, this is absolute foolishness. The only reason to do that is because there is a God who said that when you honor me, I will cause your barns to be filled with plenty and your presses to burn out, burst out with new wine. If you give, it'll be given unto you. The only reason to give, it makes zero sense except that it is honoring God and saying, God, I'm trusting you. I believe you. And God supernaturally, in the natural, you're moving away from your goal, but somehow or another, when you give, you'll actually get there quicker. You'll get there quicker. You'll have your needs supplied better when you trust God than when you are just trusting yourself and taking everything you've got and holding on to it and giving God a tip every once in a while. It's all about you've got to believe to activate that. It's by grace you're saved through faith. It's the combination of those two. Grace is God's part. Faith is your part. And that's what we've been talking about. Here in Hebrews chapter 4, the author of Hebrews, we don't know who this is, but personally, it sure sounds like Paul to me. I'm not prepared to say it was Paul, but I tell you what, he was preaching the grace of God. And Paul is the one that God used to really bring this message. And the writer of Hebrews said in chapter 4, he says, "Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it." And the background of this is he'd been using when the children of Israel came out of the land of Egypt. God intended for them to go into the promised land, a place flowing with milk and honey. But because of their rebellion and unbelief, they wouldn't trust God. The things that he had provided for them by grace didn't come to pass because of their unbelief. And that entire generation died in the wilderness and never saw God's will come to pass. And that's the background. So he says, so we need to take a lesson from this. We need to be careful that we don't miss what God's grace has provided because we are afraid to trust him. Because we are afraid to mix our faith with it. Again, I'm saying that concerning finances, there are some people in here that honestly, you're just afraid to trust God. You say, I can't do it. And you are missing the abundance of God. God's got wealth and prosperity for you, and you're missing it because you are afraid to trust God. Some of you may be succeeding and thinking you're doing okay, but you aren't doing as good as what God could bless you. You know, I had a man that bought cars and gave them to us, and he bought brand new cars, nice cars, and gave them to us. And it was embarrassing. One, I'd go places and people would say, "You're a preacher and you're driving a nice car like this." And it was embarrassing. And I went back to this preacher one time and I said, "You know what? It's embarrassing to drive these nice cars. If you're going to give me a car, couldn't you give me a car that's not quite as nice? So that people wouldn't look at me weird." And did you know he said, if you aren't embarrassed over your level of prosperity, then God's not your source. He says God paves his streets with gold. God has his gates made out of one pearl. God is El Shaddai, not El Cheapo. And you know what? I began to realize that, man, there's a lot of you that you can look and say, I work everything I've got. I made this to happen. Man, if you were to go to trust in God, God would bless you so much that you just have to say, you know what? It's not my effort that did this. God has just supernaturally blessed me. God has given me promotions when I didn't deserve promotions. God has given me creative ideas. God makes things work. Some of you are missing out on God's prosperity and you're just getting only what you can produce. The Israelites had all of this that God had provided for them, but they didn't enter into that rest because of their unbelief. God, by grace, provides an awesome life. If you don't wake up in the morning just absolutely thrilled, like Carolina and Virginia were talking about, they wake up every morning just thanking God for what He's done. If you aren't excited about God and just thrilled, you're missing out on what God has for you. Because I guarantee you, God never made a piece of junk. God's never made a failure. God's never made anybody to be mediocre. Most of us are shooting at nothing and hitting it every time. You aren't aiming at anything. You're just wanting to get by. Just survive. Survival mentality. You should be thriving. And yet most Christians aren't living there because they aren't trusting God. They don't understand that God's got an abundant life. Before you were even formed in your mother's womb, God had a plan for you. And it is an awesome plan. It ought to be that at the end of your life, you look back and you just, oh, Father, thank you. My life has been awesome. Thank you for the awesome things you've done. Thank you for redeeming my mistakes. You ought to be so thankful. And I'm not saying this to hurt you. I'm trying to shake you so that, praise God, you'll make some changes while you can. But there are some of you that unless something happens, you're going to reach the end of your life and look back and says, what a waste. I played it too safe. Nobody on their deathbed says, I wished I'd have taken less risk. On their deathbed, they think, I played it too safe. I have dreams, goals, things that were in my heart, and I never did them. I never took a chance. I was afraid to do something. I'm telling you, God, by grace, has provided this awesome plan for every person's life. But you have to believe and trust Him. And the Israelites didn't. They got afraid and they said, would to God we could go back to Egypt and die in Egypt in slavery. Let's go back to slavery. Because they couldn't handle freedom.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the true gospel. This teaching series was recorded at our 2011 Washington, D.C. area Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM243 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the fourth teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
Have you ever thought about coming to Bible college? You know, I know that that's a big decision, but preparation time is never wasted time. And we see people's lives changed. And to even make it more convenient, we not only have the school in Colorado Springs, but we have an online Bible school where you actually go through at your own pace, but you are in a group. There is interaction. There's a facilitator. We have correspondence courses. And we have 15 different college campuses located around the world. So certainly there is some way to accommodate your desire to learn more about the Word of God. So call us at 719-635-1111 and ask about one of our Caris Bible colleges.